WWJ News Time, 11:34. Well, they're getting better, but a new report shows some Michigan lawmakers are still missing dozens and, in some cases, hundreds of votes. The report from the advocacy group called Michigan Votes, which tracks voting records for state representatives and senators. Joining us on the live line is the editor of Michigan Votes, Jack McHugh. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Greg.
Well, it's getting a little better. Is this because all those commercials we saw in the last election where one candidate would accuse the other of missing a bunch of votes and then the other one said that, no, they missed more votes than I did, that kind of thing? Is it public shame?
Well, that's the mechanism by which this comes about. But what's making that possible is the fact that Michigan Votes has been publishing these numbers in a very easy to use and easy to find format for about 3 years now. Before we started doing this, it was very difficult to find out how many votes a legislator had missed. Essentially, you had to go through every journal and the House and Senate, their daily journals, and add them up. Well, now you can go to MichiganVotes.org and you can either look at the whole legislature listed by alphabetical or total number of missed votes under a missed votes report, or you can choose a particular legislator and say, okay, how many did he miss, and more importantly, which votes did he miss? And the missed votes is really kind of a accidental feature of Michigan Votes. What we mainly do is describe all the bills and all the votes and all the amendments in plain English, concise, objective terms. And along the way, we discovered, hey, we're tracking who voted yes, who voted no. We also happen to have in our database who didn't vote. So we wrote a little software and made that available.
And obviously, the candidates have been making use of it to put in their commercials against their opponent, aren't they?
Well, in some cases, they are. In some cases, it's a fair rep. And in other cases, it isn't really so fair. People shouldn't read too much into these missed votes. Legislators are people, too, and lots of them miss a few votes for very good reasons. They have family emergencies or crises that come up. But if you see someone who's missing hundreds of votes over a two-year legislative session, then it's certainly a question that voters would want to ask that person. They, too, may have a good excuse. We have one legislator who didn't miss hundreds, but he missed, over 100. He was called up for military service in 2001, 2002. There was one legislator who was essentially, I think it was a stroke early in the session, and never came in because that person was in a nursing home. So we don't have anything like that this session. And as you mentioned, the numbers are going down.
Jack, does your website mention a reason why they didn't vote, or just says was absent?
It just says absent. But if you ask the legislators, they'll always give reasons, and sometimes they're even true.
So, do you have a dirty dozen or a top five of violators that you list?
Well, you can sort them, and I can give them to you. Again, people should not read anything into this automatically. The legislators sometimes have good reasons to miss a lot of votes. In the House, you had Lamar Lemons missed 563 over the two-year session, and this is out of a total of 2,162 votes. Bill McConico missed 533. Clarence Phillips missed 335. Marsha Cheeks missed 317. And the Speaker of the House, Craig DeRoche, former Speaker, missed 303. Well, he's got a great excuse. He's running around organizing the affairs of the legislature. So those are the top five in the House. The Senate does a little better. The top vote misser was Senator Bob Emerson, who is the minority leader, term limited out. And like the Speaker, he has a very good excuse. He's helping to run the Senate. Then came Samuel Buzz Thomas, Hanson Clark, Valdi Garcia, who is the individual who was called up on military service, and Senator Bev Hammerstrom. And I think she might have had some health issues, but I'm not sure of that.
Well, Jack, very, very interesting. So at least now we know. At least now we know that, you know, if you want to check on your lawmaker and see how they're doing and if they're showing up to vote, that your website can let them know that.
Well, it can let them know whether they're voting and how they're
and
voting.
And how they're voting.
And actually, that's the more important fact. And frankly, that's what concerns me more is which way they're voting and in many cases, the things that they're voting on. They're voting on things that shouldn't even be before the legislature.
All right. Thanks very much. Jack McHugh is the editor of Michigan Votes, which tracks the voting records of your state lawmakers. And by the way, we'll put that information up and a link to their website at WWJ.com. Right now, WWJ's traffic and weather together.